And as we continue with some health issues related to Black History Month, we know that women are 3 times more likely to develop multiple sclerosis than men. And if you're a Black American, you have a greater chance of developing progressive symptoms, according to the Multiple Sclerosis Association of America. They got a new PSA campaign on that, and one of the PSAs features a poet, Azur Antoinette. She joins us this morning. She lives with MS. Also with us alongside her is a neurologist and MS specialist, Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams. Ladies, thank you for joining us this morning. Let's start, first of all, doctor, if you could give us, I guess, symptoms of MS and kind of what people are going through it when they are diagnosed?
Absolutely. So MS is what we call an autoimmune disease, meaning the immune system attacks certain parts of the body. And the symptoms that we more commonly see with MS are things like visual loss or blurred vision. We also can see numbness and tingling on one side of the body versus the other, as well as things like fatigue and sometimes cognitive changes or difficulty thinking. So sometimes the symptoms can be subtle and sometimes they can be very dramatic. And I know Azura has had some both subtle and dramatic symptoms from her MS.
And tell me a little bit about
In my experience, this is Azure. Thank you for having us so much, by the way. In my experience, it has been subtle and somewhat dramatic. You know, it was a loss of sensation in my hands and my feet. At one point, what led me to get my diagnosis was that I lost my ability to walk. Up until then, I was falling asleep in the movies, not being able to go to friends' birthday parties. And all of those things happening in the middle of my 20s, there was no explanation. My friends just thought I was flaky and disinterested, and that wasn't it. But MS has this way of making you feel a little bit crazy and kind of depressed and isolated. And if you don't have the right medical team, then you just kind of get dismissed. And so I lost a lot of years and friendship until I finally was able to get a diagnosis. And now I'm on a path that is helping me navigate this very difficult journey. But it's one of those diseases that really has the power to debilitate you if you don't take your power back by being able to figure out how to advocate for yourself and for your wellness.
Doctor, is that a similar story where it's sort of subtle and then all of a sudden you get this diagnosis and you're far along than you could have otherwise been if you were diagnosed sooner?
Absolutely. And so one of the difficulties with diagnosing MS is that the symptoms are very common to other diseases, and it often occurs in young people. So if a young person has numbness and tingling in an arm, unless someone has a suspicion to look for MS with tests like MRIs, it may be kind of thought of maybe that's a pinched nerve. And the symptoms also often go away in like a week or a couple of weeks. And so people don't get diagnosed because they have mild symptoms. They're young and otherwise healthy. Nobody has a suspicion to look for it. And when the symptoms go away, they may not occur for several more years. And so, you know, it's very important, and we're trying to encourage people that when they have that first symptom, to make sure that they seek the appropriate care, to make sure they understand what's going on and to rule out MS and make sure it's not MS.
What is some of the care that's taking place? What kind of regimen protocol? What do you do to kind of alleviate it somewhat or at least be able to live with it?
Go ahead. No, doctor, go ahead. You can take it if you like.
Yeah, so the treatment for MS has really progressed exponentially in a short period of time. I always like to say MS is a disease we've known about since the 1800s. We had no approved treatments until 1993. And from 1993 to now, we have over 15 different therapies that we can use to manage MS. And we have many other ways that we can help with symptoms. And I'm sure Azure could share some of her experience as well.
Sure. I think that for me, it's been a journey that I have struggled with because, you know, as Dr. Williams stated, it's been something that they have been researching and to some success and some not success, but it's not a one size fits all. And this really is about talking to your care team about what works best for you. I can't give advice on what is going to work for someone else. You have to really talk to your team about what is going to specifically work for you because it is different in every single person. I could have the exact same body type and structure as somebody identical to me, and they may experience the disease entirely different. So for me, I really have to just do things that I know bring me a sense of calm and peace in the moment. And sometimes I try different medications or I try different physical therapies. I may go for a walk. I may just need rest. But whatever that is, I work with my doctors. I work with my care providers on just what my symptoms are and how the treatments that they recommend and the medicine that they provide, how those help me. If they do help me, we track my progress. The most important thing is to record what is working and what isn't working, and to continually be researching how to make it easier to live with this lifelong disease that does not have a cure.
Azure, this is slightly off topic a little bit. As a poet, somebody who's sort of an artistic person, how do you work that into your work? Or do you? Is there some way that you kind of let that out? Because sometimes therapies of different things, of artistic things, kind of play into a person's well-being.
You know, that's a really good question. Multiple sclerosis was debilitating for me in the beginning because it affected my ability to handwrite. I actually lost my ability to handwrite for the first 2 years of my diagnosis. That's why I started using an iPhone, because I wasn't able to use a BlackBerry anymore. I lost all of the feeling in my finger pads. So the iPhone didn't have buttons, and that's why I moved to that software. After that, through physical therapy, was able to learn how to handwrite again. I don't use a pen very often because it's difficult for me to hold, but it's been a lot of learning. It's been a lot of patience, and my team working with me on being patient with myself. My cognition has suffered quite a bit from being able to memorize things quickly, and just being able to know that if I have a vocal tremor, if I have a seizure, knowing that the people around me don't overreact. I don't work MS into my work. I work MS into my life. And the most important thing that I can recommend is that people learn more about this disease, not just because I have it, not just because other people have it, but it's really important for people to know what this is. This disease has a lot of anonymity. And this campaign was so important for me to get involved in, because as a person of interest, as an artist, as an ambassador, I want to make sure that people don't lose years on their life. I want to make sure that Black Americans know that their Black life matters and that their Black health matters, and that it's so important that they go to moretoms.com, see the documentary of us living our lives, watching these stories of people living all over the country, living full lives, being advocates for their health, following people like Dr. Williams and her wonderful practice, teaching us how to get in front of this journey, and not only to just be living, but thriving and being MS warriors. So go to moretoms.com, learn about my story, learn about the story of others, and just let's get on top of this thing. And we can do it. We can definitely do it. Thank you so much for having us.
Well said. Azure Antoinette joining us, also Dr. Mitzi Joy Williams. Thank you for your time this morning, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
819 at WEOL. You talk about having a team around you. That always seems to be important, have people that can advocate for you as well, and those that can support you through different types of illnesses and diseases that you may be suffering from.